Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding Title 98, WAC, Department of Licensing, Cemetery Board, and Title 308, WAC, Department of Licensing. This hearing is being held in the Orcas Room of the Radisson Hotel SeaTac at 10:30 a.m. on February 25th, 2020. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR20-03-156, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on January 21, 2020. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the right side of the room entry. My name is Cameron Smock, and my title is Chair of the Washington State Funeral and Cemetery Board. The Washington State Funeral and Cemetery Board has designated me to preside over this hearing. These rules are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 68.05.105, RCW 18.39.175, and Chapter 18.39 RCW. The Funeral and Cemetery Board is promulgating rulemaking to incorporate ESSB 5001, which was passed during the 2019 legislative session. These rules will cover the two new dispositions, alkaline hydrolysis and natural organic reduction. In addition to ESSB 5001 changes, the board is repealing Chapter 98 in its entirety and is rewriting and merging all relevant funeral and cemetery rules into Chapter 308 for ease of use. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are any questions, including Rick Storvik, our administrator, Kim Hall, board staff, Stephanie Sams, policy advisor, Pamela Grice, board staff, and Thomas Mowry, board staff, and Julie Connorsman, board staff. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet that was located at the front table. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Ms. Lydia Webb and Mr. Walt Patrick. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. No worries. Thank you. First, Walt Patrick. That's fine. As long as...
Wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever you're comfortable.
Put my notes down and talk from my notes.
Okay.
I'm Walt Patrick. I'm the Senior Director of the Windward Education Research Center and President of the Herland Forest Natural Burial Cemetery. They were kind enough to allow me to comment on the proposed rules, and those are available over on the counter. I've gone into details of my thoughts reading through the rules, and I think those stand good. What I want to talk about here is The law lists four things that the law is addressing. The first one is the operation of a crematory facility. The second is the operation of an alkaline hydrolysis facility. The third is natural organic reduction. And the fourth is the operation of a natural organic reduction facility. Those are four separate things in the law. The Department of Licensing has been instructed by the courts that statutes must be interpreted and construed so that all of the language used is given effect, with no portion rendered meaningless or superfluous. If anyone wants to know the actual legal citations on that, I'd be happy to pass them along. So looking at the law, the fact that they have broken out natural organic reduction from operating a natural reduction facility, we believe, indicates that the two are separate things in the eyes of the legislature, and that the rules have to recognize that. We have been doing natural organic reduction for years. We do it in a contained facility. I brought some photographs so that you can see what we're talking about. Natural organic is the contained accelerated reduction, and you can see what we do there. We build clayish vault. Our soil has a high level of clay, and so that is the containment. We use tubes to accelerate the process of the conversion. So we believe that what we are doing qualifies under those regulations. Section 8 says natural organic reduction facility means a space in real property where natural organic reduction of a human body occurs. And, you know, so does that indeed, one of my questions is, does that indeed count what we do? We're not talking about what other people do. We're just saying that this is what we do. And we are concerned that we not be prohibited from proceeding to offer the services that we have been offering for years. Section 12 states that a license or endorsement is required in order to operate or conduct natural organic reduction or operate a natural reduction facility, and the or being a key point there. Again, the legislature saying that the two are separate things. So our question is what degree of licensing, and we already have a license. We are Cemetery 588, so we are licensed to do what we do. The question is, to what degree do we have to proceed to get our endorsement on our license? That's the question we have. So thank you.
Thank you. Next, Katrina Spade.
Thanks so much. My name is Katrina Spade. I represent Recompose. I've got, three comments from the regulatory, the proposed draft of ESSB 5001 rulemaking. The first is around removing pacemakers. 308-47-030. We suggest striking through both sections that require an embalmer's license to remove pacemakers. We believe removing a pacemaker from a cadaver is a simple procedure, and requiring years of mortuary school plus 2 years of apprenticeship to become a licensed embalmer would be onerous for small businesses that otherwise wouldn't need to hire a licensed embalmer. That's comment one. Comment two is we're a little unclear about 308-48-031 and whether this it implies that any funeral establishment must have an embalming room. I'm not sure that was the intent of the paragraph, but the wording implies it, and so we suggest adding back in the struck through quote, if embalming is performed at the establishment or branch, to clarify that an embalming room is not required if embalming is not happening on site.
We did amend that. That was an oversight.
Yeah. Please disregard my comment. I think that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nora Mankin.
I am the executive director of People's Memorial Association. We represent about 75,000 members across Washington State. We are a funeral consumer advocacy group whose mission is to ensure that all Washingtonians have information about and access to affordable death care options that meet their budget and values. We are the only Washington State nonprofit representing the consumer in funeral matters and the largest affiliate of the National Funeral Consumers Alliance. I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to comment on the proposed changes to Chapter 308-47 of the WAC concerning cremation, alkaline hydrolysis, and natural organic reduction. There are a few proposed changes to the WAC that run counter to the best interest of the Washington State funeral consumer, and People's Memorial Association respectfully requests and recommends the following comments be addressed. The new occupational licensing requirements, the proposed rules to increase occupational licensing requirements would serve the interest of vested funeral homes to reduce the competition by unnecessarily creating barriers to new individuals entering the field and to some existing independent and smaller funeral homes. Decreasing competition would enable funeral homes to raise prices for no discernible medical, sanitary, or public service benefits. The purpose of these proposed changes has more benefit to funeral home commercial interests than public well-being. Holding licensed funeral homes and disposition facilities accountable is reasonable and appropriate, yet imposing a new licensing requirement upon specific individuals will cause undue hardship upon facilities by forcing them to license or terminate long-term staff, hire, onboard, and train new employees with unnecessary occupational licenses. We also agree that removing a pacemaker from a cadaver is a simple procedure that should not require an embalmer license. Katrina's already spoken to that, so I won't go into the issues there. And thank you for clarifying the embalming rooms, that facilities do not have to have them unless they are providing that service. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on the proposed rule changes.
Thank you. Peter Moon.
No comment.
Okay. Shar Barrett.
Thank you for the opportunity to comment on WAC 308, defining the changes to the DOL's current rules to accommodate the new disposition methods found in ESSB 5001. As a licensed funeral director and owner of a Sacred Moment Funeral Services, a progressive funeral home that has offered green burial and environmentally friendly funeral practices since our inception in 2007, I'm delighted to see that new funeral options such as these are becoming reality for Washington State citizens. You have requested comment to determine the impact of the proposed rules on small business. Before commenting on specific issues with this draft rule, I would like to address the timing of the comment period. This request for comments was issued on December 19th, one business day before Hanukkah and three business days before Christmas, with comments due today, January 6th, which is when I wrote this, the Monday after the New Year's holiday. In addition to the impact holidays create on everyone's schedules, it is an established fact that immediately following the holidays is typically the highest death rate of the year and therefore the busiest time for the death care industry. I myself had the largest month ever in the month that I had to write this for my business. If you are truly interested in your licensee's input, not only should the comment period have been offered far in advance of the holidays, a longer comment period would have accommodated the impact on small businesses already burdened by serving a higher than usual number of families during the comment period. Regarding the draft rule changes, several comments have already been made that I won't reiterate. However, I will add one additional comment regarding final disposition permit 308-47A020. This new section requiring designees to register to obtain a disposition permit to dispose of reduced human remains by land, sea, or air is regulation overreach. Washington State has a precedence of codifying the crematory and soon reduction facilities as the place for final disposition for cremated reduced human remains. This designation of a location for final disposition negates the need for identifying, recording, and documenting the specific date, location, and other details of the scattering of reduced human remains. This additional permitting is burdensome and costly to the designee and ultimately the consumer, who is who we will have to pass these costs on to. This will have a negative impact on small businesses serving authorized agents and their families. Therefore, a Sacred Moment recommends the state delete 308-47A-0202, 308-47A-030, and 308-47A-040. Thank you for the opportunity to comment and clarify the proposed rules.
Thank you. Any other public comments that have not registered yet? If not, we will pause the recording at 10:45, and we will remain available until 12 noon. Are there any other comments on these rules? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will summarize all matters presented today, including all the oral and written documents received regarding the proposed rules, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is now adjourned.